Tēnā koe, good morning. This is Wātea News. News through just overnight that Māori advocate Tete Whai Harawira has passed away. Moe mai rā, e te kui, moe mai rā. There'll be more to follow in Wātea News. National Party leader Chris Luxon has told the annual Ratana Hui National believes in partnership with Māori on its terms. In his first appearance as leader at the celebration of the birth of movement founder T.W. Ratana, Mr. Luxon talked up past national connections with Māori, including the work of Jim Bolger, Doug Graham and Christopher Finlayson on treaty settlements. But co-governance, which was a feature of some of those settlements, was off the table for delivery of government services. While he was keen to devolve the delivery of some services to iwi, Māori and community organisations, the current move to allow Māori to define and commission services would end.
National does oppose co-governance in the delivery of public services. We believe in a single coherent system, not one system for Māori and another system for non-Māori, for the delivery of public services. Things like health and education and justice and for critical infrastructure like Three Waters. And we support the targeting of people and their needs on the basis of needs, not ethnicity.
Chris Luxon. He says he'll bring back former Prime Minister Bill English's social investment strategy of micro-targeting assistance based on need. Waikato Tainui elder and prominent iwi leaders forum member Rahui Papa says Māori are ready to work with a national government if one is elected this year. Speaking at Ratana Pāra after national leader Chris Luxon ruled out co-governance of public services, Rahui Papa said there was enough in the speech to start the conversation.
Now that he's made the announcement of a devolved community focus that will have a strong Māori centre, now that he said that on the marae, we will take him at his word and we will press to make sure that those commitments are fulfilled. So this might be co-governance in a different type of way.
Rahui Papa says the hui was a great chance to acknowledge the mahi of outgoing Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern and welcome in the new team. At Water Safety New Zealand, Kaihautu Rob Hewitt says he's deeply saddened at the high rate of drownings around Aotearoa. Last year was one of the worst ever, with 93 people losing their life in the water, and 2023 has got off to a terrible start. The former Navy diver says most at risk are Pākehā males in powerboats, Māori men gathering kai underwater, Asian men fishing from rocks and Pacifica men fishing from boats. It's whānau, he says, that suffer the most.
All we want you to do is go out and enjoy your time out in the water, but come home. We need you to come home safe. We need you to come home to your wife and to your kids. We need you to come home so that we don't go through this.
Rob Hewitt says overconfidence and underfitness are two of the most common reasons for drownings. And Te Hoa Mā, that's Wātea News.